the coaches talked to you yet about how they plan to use you and just exactly what your role is going to be from the get-go?
You know, I got to tell you, no, they haven't. Today was a lot of administrative stuff and me sitting down with a few of the coaches and just getting really into the system and, you know, going over a lot of the fundamentals of the system, and that's really what we covered today. As far as, you know, how they're going to use me, I don't know. But, you know, it's my job to get prepared to, you know, however way they want to use me, I got to be prepared to meet that challenge.
Kyle, do you have any idea after getting a look at the system a little bit, how long you think it'll take you to pick it up?
Oh, well, you know, hopefully, hopefully quick. You know, I'm going to work hard. I definitely know what this team means to the city of Philadelphia, and I definitely know what it means to me. And, you know, I'll be 100% dedicated to the system and to learning it and to contributing to the team.
Tom, how much of your stuff?
The Eagles have pretty much been your team growing up. Can you talk about that?
Definitely. I lived in Packer Park when I was younger, and, you know, I was always a Philly guy. With the Eagles and the other three major sports teams. And, you know, I grew up watching Randall Cunningham and then, you know, loving those guys. I mean, I have a lot of good memories about it. And, you know, going over to away to college and meeting people from other areas of the country. And that's where, you know, the pride really starts to kick in of where you're from and which teams you rooted for when you're growing up. So as I got older, it only got more intense. And, you know, it's definitely this is a pretty exciting day, but you know, at the same time, I really got to understand that you got to put the fanfare aside and really get down to cracking away at the playbook and the business. So, you know, it's definitely awesome. There's definitely no question about it. But you know, I definitely got to be able to keep my head straight and stay on track here and help the team.
How much family do you still have in Abertown?
My brother is actually at the Naval Academy Prep School up in Newport, Rhode Island. And my sister lives here in Philly. My parents live out in Haverford still. Let's see. Tons of cousins and family here in Philadelphia still. And my aunt out in Haverford. I mean, my whole family lives in southeastern Pennsylvania and South Jersey. So, yeah.
What have you been doing since the Patriots released you last month? And were you afraid that was going to be it?
I was actually what I was doing. I went to a couple workouts. The Eagles were one of them. And you know, what I've been doing in the meantime was trying to stay in shape and hit the gym and just try to be prepared in case the phone, you know, in case the phone. And was I worried? Yeah, of course I was. I don't think there's a guy in the NFL who's not. You know, the old saying goes, the NFL stands for not for long. So, you know, and when that time's up, you wonder if it'll ever come again. So it did, and hopefully this stint will be a little longer.